Okay, Gerry Daly, great to see you, sir. How are you keeping?
Not too bad.
Great, great. Gerry is going to be with us every Tuesday and until the end of the summer, because we're teaming up with Bord Bia for our Grow More competition. There's €5,000 worth of prizes to give away on the 25th of August. And all we are asking you to do is send in pictures or a video of how you've transformed your space, what you've done to it, how your garden has flourished. And Niamh was showing me the photographs today. There are pictures, amazing pictures. Balconies, big gardens, small gardens, veggie patches, wildflower gardens, everything and anything that's going in. So keep them coming in. Great advice that you can get from growmore.ie, and you can obviously tune into Gerry here for the pièce de résistance that maybe you're missing in your garden. So you can still send in your photos and videos, get them all in garden@rte.ie. So you've obviously been doing this for the last couple of weeks, Gerry, with Ray, and seeing brilliant results.
We've been doing it for about a month now, and there's been a tremendous response. And as you say, it's very varied and very creative.
Yeah.
Lots of things are, I mean, there was a day bed outdoors was one of them.
Right.
Which is a great idea, but
brilliant.
Not an obvious one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love that idea.
Yeah, so there's things like that.
And there's five categories, is that right? Best use of space, most colourful, lockdown garden, veggie patch, and garden portrait. Yeah, what's garden portrait?
Well, that's like a snap in time, if you like. When kiddies did something funny, or, you know, but it's not a whole garden thing, in other words. It's a little... what would you call it? A snapshot in time.
Okay, okay.
Photographically based.
I think it's great that people are getting out there and being more creative. And I mean, we were just chatting during the song there about, you know, the garden centres being reopened again, and just the relief for people to get out and get some good quality plants as well, which was the other thing.
A sense of purpose.
Yeah.
If you plant a plant and it grows, and you have to water it and it grows more, it's self-satisfying.
Yeah.
And, you know, at a time when people are doubtful about things.
Yeah.
And worried about things.
Well, I'll tell you what I did.
The plants always perform.
Well, I ordered online at the very beginning. Our garden had gone to rack and ruin. I was trying, and it was, we tidied it up, we weeded it, and then we just wanted colour in it. And of course, all the garden centres were closed. So I went online, didn't read the small print. It was a .ie website, but it obviously came in from the Netherlands or Amsterdam, you know. I think it came in from the Netherlands, and I ordered a load of bulbs as opposed to what I thought were plants. So I've planted a load of stuff now. There's green shoots coming up. Haven't a rashers what's going to turn up. I followed the instructions in terms of if it was a shaded area or a, but there was no pictures. There was just like little bags of bulbs turned up. So I don't know. I could enter the competition in a couple of weeks' time if it all goes according to plan.
You could win most interesting
arrangement.
Most interesting effort.
Listen, loads of questions to get through. Let's get cracking with them. Can you please ask Gerry how I get my patches of grass to grow? I put down seed and watered the areas, but still no growth. So patchy grass is the first one.
Yeah, well, obviously putting down the seed, presumably some patches had gone a bit dead during the drought, the near drought we had there after about 5 or 6 weeks. That is now a distant memory almost. But just keep shaking out seed. What's happening there is he's put out the seed and then watered it, and the water droplets bump the seed around and it doesn't germinate very well. So put the seed out. Give it a light watering with a fine mist if possible, or a very fine mist from the end of a hose. You're not meant to be using hose pipes, but anyway. Out of the watering can.
Okay.
And just leave it alone.
Grant.
And it'll do its own thing.
And leave it be.
Yeah.
Okay, tomatoes not flowering is another issue that people are having. Why aren't my tomatoes flowering? They're nearly 2 foot high. I planted them from seed. Shirley is the variety. They're in a glass house, so don't know what the problem is, says Anna Marie.
Sounds like they're short of light. And even though they're in a glass house, they may well be shaded for a lot of the day.
Okay.
So it sounds like they've become drawn, what's called drawn, leggy and weak.
Okay.
And they haven't the energy to flower, or else they haven't opened the flower. They may have flower buds that haven't opened yet when that phone call came in, may have opened by now. But generally, if it grows too fast, too tall, it's lack of light.
Okay, so into the sunlight.
Into a better, sunnier position.
Okay. Jerry, can you advise how to get rid of horsetail weed that's growing in a bed along a wall and is pushing its way up through my tarmac driveway? It's an absolute scourge. Thanks in advance.
Yes, horsetail is, or mare's tail as it's also known, is a very, very old plant, goes back to beyond the dinosaurs, and has is a very tough, long-lasting plant, roots down very deep, difficult to control. If it were in an open piece of ground, not on, under tarmac or along by a wall, I'd say cover it with black polythene, because any plant will die, no matter how ancient it is, if it's denied light. But in this case, I would use a lawn weed killer.
Okay.
There are lots of different kinds. A lawn weed killer will give it some knockback and may need to be replaced or repeated a couple of times, but will give results.
Alrighty. Honeysuckle. I have a honeysuckle that grows okay. It flowers, etc. Bar that it leaves, bar its leaves turning yellow and falling off. I read it could be a deficiency and have added food, etc. But it's still the same. I also potted it into a larger pot with good drainage, etc. But it appears determined to wilt. Driving me mental. Any suggestions, says Rachel.
Honeysuckle is not happy in a pot. Get it out into the open ground and it'll change its tune.
Right. So it doesn't like to be confined.
Yeah, the roots are obviously going dry, not happy, losing its leaves, okay. Not happy in a pot.
Set it free.
What?
Set it free.
Set it free, yeah. Let its roots
free.
It has
hippie vibes, clearly.
Yeah,
it wants to.
Yeah, it doesn't want to be in a pot.
No.
A lot of climbers don't.
Okay. I should be taking notes here. I just bought a pear tree. It cost €50. What? €50 for a pear tree. It's already wilted and dying. Can it be brought back to life? Walter wants to know.
Yeah, I'd say what's happening there is, even though it's come out, pear tree would come out of a pot at this time of the year, and most of the pear trees sold will come out of pots. The thing is that it's still in the pot shape. Even though the pot was taken away and was planted, it's still as though it were in the pot. He may be watering all around the place, maybe water flying everywhere, but it's not getting into the root ball. So he needs to trickle it down just at the stem to wet the root ball, and then it will root out from there.
Okay.
So it's a water problem.
Okay. Very quickly, I have a 20-year-old oak tree that I moved last year. There's no leaves on it now. Is it dead? And can I revive it?
Dead.
That's all we have time for. Good man, Jerry. Always to the point, which is what we like. As I said, Jerry will be back with us at the same time next week. I'll be back with you tomorrow with my hair freshly done. I'm off to the hairdressers, Jerry.
Well done.
Yeah, can't wait. Mary Wilson is on the way with Drive Time. Have a lovely evening, folks.